this film goes out.
And that's
it. Brought to you by the radio industry and this station to remind you that radio is heard here. Radio is heard everywhere.
With all news all day, this is the Triangle's News Authority. News Radio 680 WPTF, Raleigh, North Carolina, on Curtis Media Group Station. With all news all day, this is the Triangle's News Authority. News Radio 680 WPTF, Raleigh, North Carolina, on Curtis Media Group Station.
Recalling cars with defective ignition switches. Correspondent Jeff Lohr reports.
Literally, silence can kill.
Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox said today tragedy might have been averted.
Together, these penalties should put all automakers on notice.
In a 67-page consent order, GM admitted it broke federal law. It agreed to give the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, a written list of every safety-related issue concerning vehicles already in the fleet. And it will pay the biggest penalty NHTSA's ever imposed. Still less than one day of revenue for GM.
$35 million is the maximum penalty under current law. GM issued a new recall today. More than 8,000 Buick LaCrosses and Chevy Malibus from the current model year, their rear brake rotors were mistakenly installed on the front wheels. As pressure grows for someone to take the fall for treatment delays at VA hospitals, Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki announced today that Dr. Robert Petzl, the official in charge of those hospitals, has resigned. More from correspondent Wyatt Andrews.
The White House was hoping the resignation of Dr. Petzl would signal accountability at the VA in response to the wait time scandal. But it turns out that Petzl was scheduled to retire this year anyway. Critics of Secretary Shinseki said he had forced the resignation without any real penalty. The American Legion renewed his call for Shinseki himself to step down.
Other veterans groups support Shinseki. The Southern California wildfires have burned nearly 20,000 acres now, destroying at least 11 homes, including David Roberts' home in San Marcos.
I'm not angry anymore. I'm hurt. I've worked here since 1994 building this place and did it all myself. And now I'm not.
Some evacuation orders were lifted today as firefighters made progress. In most cases, correspondent Ben Tracy reports what started the fires has yet to be determined.
We now know that one of these fires was started by a spark from a backhoe at a construction site, and two teenagers in nearby Escondido were arrested yesterday for apparently trying to start two new fires. Unfortunately, there has been one fatality. A burnt body was found in Carlsbad.
The Obama administration has approved a new plan to hold down health care costs.
It's called reference pricing. An insurance cost control effort that could add to patients' bills, especially for expensive procedures, including knee and hip replacements. Julie Appleby with Kaiser Health News says it all comes down to the patient's choice of health providers and hospitals.
Are they choosing just on cost, or are they also including some quality measures?
As it approves this reference pricing, the administration says insurers still must take steps to make sure that people have the access to the best health care providers. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
The Dow 44 points higher today. This is CBS News.
Now, WPTF News. Funeral services for North Carolina congressional hopeful Keith Crisco were held on Friday afternoon in his hometown of Asheboro. He died in an accident at his home on Monday, hours after he decided to give up on his pursuit of the Democratic Party nomination for a congressional seat, now held by Republican Renee Elmers. Crisco was State Secretary of Commerce under the Beverly Perdue administration. Former Governor Perdue told WTVD-TV the community lost a great person.
He meant everything. He had all his diet. He was just a terrific man. He really did want to make a difference. You heard that from the funeral today. The preacher said he was doing what he wanted to do to make a difference. That's why he ran for Congress. That's why he did everything he did. And he's going to be missed.
A survey team from the National Weather Service confirms that an EF1 tornado struck Durham on Thursday. Here's WTTF back weather forecast. A right clear, low 46. Saturday, partly sunny, high 74. I'm John Mann in the WPTF News Center.
KJ Nashville Stone is making you go ooh.